It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks to a request from Jen in Eau Claire, we explore legislation that would affect Wisconsinites who sell homemade goods.
I just wanted to bring attention to the community of cottage bakers that are in Wisconsin. There's actually a bill being proposed currently. It's Bill 897, and it would legislate our ability to generate revenue. And we're all kind of rallying right now.
Call in with a question. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Joby Murray is board president of the Wisconsin Cottage Food Association, a pastry chef and owner of Joby Bakes in Glendale. Joby, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much, Kate.
So your organization represents cottage food producers, and so these people may include bakers and farmers who sell the homemade, homegrown, small batch food. Can you start out by explaining how are cottage food producers allowed to operate under current state law?
Yeah, so currently we don't have a state law. We operate under a judge's ruling from 2017 that just made it not illegal or unconstitutional to sell baked goods, non-hazardous baked goods, out of our kitchens. So we're still really limited. We can't sell things that require refrigeration or items that are not baked. But thanks to a judge's ruling, before 2017, it was completely illegal even to sell a cookie out of your kitchen, which could have been punishable by time in jail or a fine. So we've made quite strides in the last 7 years.
So is it true, like, only flour-based baked goods are, like, exempt from having to have a home baker license?
The key is that it has to be baked. So it has to be baked in an oven in a closed system that requires heat, because that's really the thing. When the original lawsuit was written, that was included as being non-hazardous baked goods. So granolas and things like that, or macarons that don't use traditional AP flour, are still legal.
And so, as you were saying, in 2022, your organization wins the second court victory, and it says that the government shouldn't prevent people from selling homemade shelf-stable foods directly to consumers. The state has appealed that ruling.
Yep.
So what non-hazardous products can be made and sold in Wisconsin by cottage food producers?
Yeah, so it starts getting really tricky. With the appeals, there's things like stays that allow us or don't allow us. So we kind of went through some tricky times at the beginning of 2023, but we're currently back to the same status that we were in 2017. So it's just baked goods right now until we get the appeals through the courts. So it's lots of long judicial waiting. So right now it's still just baked goods. If we can win the appeal and we kind of get this lawsuit, the second lawsuit, settled, then it'll be things like roasted coffee beans, dried pastas, Rice Krispie treats, chocolate dipped pretzels, hot cocoa bombs, all of the other things. Marshmallows would be a big one as well. Items that you think of as being shelf-stable and non-hazardous and a very low risk to consumers, but just don't go in an oven.
Okay. So then we get to this bill. Last month, a hearing was held for Assembly Bill 897 that would add regulations for cottage food producers making more than $20,000 in sales, and they would be required to get licensed by the state and work out of commercial kitchens. What is your view on this proposal?
Yeah, so the bill actually limits us up to $20,000. So it's we would be able to run our businesses out of our homes up to $20,000. Once we hit a $20,000 revenue cap, then it'd be up to the state to determine what those next steps were. And the bill isn't clear as to what that looks like. So it could be maybe as simple as like a regulation that, or an inspection, but it could be something like requiring us to have a commercial kitchen after the $20,000 cap. So it would really limit our abilities as home bakers to run profitable businesses out of our homes and utilizing our available resources of our home kitchens. So That's a really big. The bill was just very unclear on a lot of different things, but the revenue cap was really the biggest sticking point for us.
Joby, did you see this type of legislation coming?
Yes and no. So they started with legislation about 10 years ago in 2013. And this legislation looks very similar to what was proposed back then. This legislation is the pickle bill, which is currently the law, the pickle law, that limits producers of high acid canned goods to $5,000 in revenue. Whereas right now, baked goods have no revenue cap because we have no laws. So we can have unlimited revenue. So this is the pickle bill. An update to the pickle bill is really what this is.
We're talking about home-based food producers with Joby Murray, president of the board of the Wisconsin Cottage Food Association and a self-employed pastry chef. Call in with questions. You can share your comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So a decade later, I mean, you call this the pickle bill. What type of license do you need for pickling or canning out of your home?
You don't up to $5,000 in revenue, which again, when you think about like how many cans of or jars of pickles you need to sell to reach that cap, it's not that many pickles. So it really limits producers, especially farmers who are trying to add value to their vegetables and to extend their selling season. It's really limited a lot of growers and producers with such a low revenue cap on the pickle bill. So with that, makes it really challenging for anybody to have a viable business option.
I didn't even think about that the value-added agriculture component. I mean, if you have a little store in your on your farm, you would really have to watch your revenue in order to stay under those caps.
Yeah, it is. It really restricts the economic growth and development of rural communities, and that's what this $20,000 cap would do as well. Would really limit farmers markets, for example, and their ability to have vendors come in, because if vendors are worried about hitting that cap, they're not going to sign up for markets,
How did
or they're not going to be available. And markets are going to then struggle to find somebody who can come in and fill a gap or a need in the community.
do these caps compare to other states?
Yeah, so more than half of states don't have a revenue cap at all on cottage baked goods. They leave it up to the individual business owners to decide when that to take a next step, like finding a commercial kitchen or finding a retail space, or they're allowed to produce what they need or in order to supplement their own incomes or to fit into their lives as they see fit. So, and the $20,000, the ones that do have limits for Wisconsin, $20,000 would be the lowest in the country.
So, if all sales also must be direct to customers, does that put additional boundaries on where you can sell these home-baked products?
Yeah, not right now. So currently, under the judge's ruling, we are just direct to consumer. So we cannot wholesale. So like putting our items at a restaurant or a coffee shop, or at another store is not allowed under our judge's ruling. So those are things that would require a commercial kitchen. So many of our bakers have found that they want to go into wholesale, and they do then expand into a commercial kitchen. So, but they have that customer base, they have that experience and the business acumen that really helps them to be more successful when they get into a commercial kitchen because they have a dedicated client base, they have a product that people love. And their success is just going to be exponentially better than someone that is testing a market or trying to figure it out after they get into a commercial kitchen.
But there's risk. I mean, wouldn't you have to make a sizable investment and scale up pretty big if you're gonna, be in a commercial kitchen?
Yeah, definitely. That is one of the challenges is that I think that we need to look at why is the cost of a commercial kitchen so expensive? And what is that doing to our to the industry, the baking industry and the food industry in general, that is really preventing innovation and new people coming to market? It's not, we shouldn't punish cottage bakers for being able to utilize the resources they have in their home, but we should really question why are commercial kitchens so expensive and do they need to be this expensive?
So last month, an editorial in the Courier Sentinel, the weekly newspaper in northwestern Wisconsin, argued that home-based sellers maintain an unfair advantage over brick-and-mortar sellers. What is your response to that argument?
Yeah, it's laughable. The idea that me making cookies out of my home is somehow competing with the grocery stores is, yeah. I mean, I'm not taking business away from Walmart or large box retailers that are making cakes. There's a niche that needs to be filled. And in a lot of small towns, there aren't brick and mortar bakeries. So you don't have the opportunity to even walk into a store and buy fresh baked bread because the scalability and the cost associated with that just isn't viable. So we really need to rely on our neighbors and our farmers and our local entrepreneurs to fill those gaps that are left in the marketplace. And consumers are proving that they do want to know where their food comes from, that they want to know who their producers are and who the bakers are and who's making their bread, and being able to have a conversation with them at a farmer's market or just when they're ordering a cake, to have that one-on-one customer experience that you're not going to get from a large retailer.
Carry on. Go ahead.
I think that was the answer.
Pastry chef Joby Murray is board president of the Wisconsin Cottage Food Association. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts about Wisconsin food code and regulations for home bakers. The number is 800-642-1234. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore the regulation of homemade food products here in Wisconsin and legislation afoot that could affect the profits of cottage bakers. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have pastry chef Joby Murray, who is board president of the Wisconsin Cottage Food Association. Joby, the proposed legislation defines, quote, non-potentially hazardous food that could be sold. Do the products now made and sold by Wisconsin cottage food industry meet that definition of non-potentially hazardous?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So there wouldn't be any changes in that aspect.
Right. Yeah. We're not asking for those to sell things like cheesecakes or bacon or chicken pot pies at this point.
Are there any changes that would affect labeling of these products?
Yeah. So currently we don't, because we don't have any regulations, there is no requirements for labeling. As the association, we've worked really hard to encourage bakers to utilize labeling that adhere to similar standards through other states. So that includes how to contact the maker, the name of the product, the ingredients, and the allergens as well.
Can Wisconsin cottage bakers like sell their goods over the internet? Like, what is that domain like?
Yeah. So right now, absolutely. A lot of us get our orders through word of mouth and then have people do online orders as well. And again, it opens up for winter opportunities for people at farmers markets where you're not at a market maybe in the winter. You can offer online ordering through the off season or through like your CSA on a farm. So those are great opportunities for bakers. But the new bill, the proposed bill, doesn't mention anything about online sales. So it gives us great pause to not know if it would be included or not included. But it's not clear in the language of the bill.
So it's unclear in the language of the bill whether any type of online internet sales would be going toward this revenue cap,
Well, just that it'd be allowed.
It would even be allowed. Okay.
Right. Like, wow. We're at the point where we don't even know if we could. If this bill passed, it would be we wouldn't know. And that's what concerns us.
Well, let's turn to your home business, Joby Cakes LLC. You're selling custom cakes and treats. How do you currently connect with customers?
Yeah, so lots of word of mouth. I focus on kids' birthdays and family celebrations. And with three young kids of my own, I have access to lots of children. So that really helps. So it's just kind of, I've been in business now 5 years. So I've really been able to build up a reputation of making modern and whimsical cakes. And so it's worked out really well for me.
What would your next step be in terms of growing your business?
Yeah, it's tough. There are definitely some days where I want out of my front room where I do most of my work. And it'd be nice to have my own space. But then there's other days where I have a traveling husband or kids that are off of school for a day or even for the summer, where it's just such a great resource to be able to bake at night when everybody's in bed, or be up and here in the morning to get everybody to school, and then here when everybody gets home from school. So for my life, it's such a great balance between being able to have a business and be a successful business owner, and deciding what success means to me is the biggest thing, is that I don't want the government to say that I can't have my business out of my house once I hit a certain revenue. I feel like that's my choice and my decision as to when I'm ready for that next step, or when that opportunity comes and presents itself, versus feeling like I'm forced into having to leave what is working for me as a business owner.
How would this bill affect bake sales by nonprofit organizations?
There's no mention of anything about nonprofits. So currently it is in the law, I can't tell you which one, but it is in the law that bake sales are allowed for nonprofits and churches and schools and things like that. They can sell anything. So they can sell any item, hazardous or non-hazardous, as long as it's for a nonprofit.
Have you been able to talk with lawmakers about this proposal and what's on the table here?
Yeah, it was really nice. I was very impressed with all of our cottage bakers who showed up at the Capitol for the public hearing. It was so wonderful to see us rally around each other and really know that this is our livelihoods and this is our futures that are in the hands of legislators right now. And it was just really just heartwarming to see us all there together. So we have had some meetings with the co-sponsors of the bill and also with a couple other members from the committee. So kind of voicing our concerns about the things that we're kind of talking about today.
How do you rally around each other in the cottage food area, since it seems like a very much an independent, person to person type of business?
Yeah. We've got some of the most amazing women that started this fight way back in 2013 that just wanted to be able to sell muffins. They owned Airbnb or like bed and breakfasts, and they could serve their muffins and scones in the morning to the breakfast guests, but they couldn't sell them to the guests to take home with them. And that really bothered them. So the original plaintiffs in the case, they worked really hard at creating this community that I've now had the honor to kind of spearhead and lead. So a lot of the work was really done before I got involved, but we have a very active Facebook group of 2,800 members. We have a Facebook following on our webpage, and we also send out newsletters kind of updating our association members with information about the bill or bills that are coming round now, and also to keep everybody updated on the status of the lawsuits that we've been in the middle of.
Joby Murray is president of the board of the Wisconsin Cottage Food Association. As we talk about home-based food producers and legislation, call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. Joby, what would a better, comprehensive, sustainable law regulating the sale of homemade food, what would that look like to you?
It's really hard to say. So we've looked at Iowa has a great kind of template that we would love to use that they have not had. They don't have a revenue cap. They've had the law around for about 20 years. So it's been proven through that state to be safe for consumers and for producers. And so the big thing is zero revenue cap. And then kind of from there, it's kind of negotiation. We'd have to work with our lawyers because we've won the lawsuits to make sure that anything that would be in the bill would be considered constitutional. So it's kind of a, we'd be
So,
open to options. It's hard to say, though. I can't say one way or the other what.
yeah. So when you look to Iowa, though, what stands out to you in terms of how, cottage baking would be different there?
Yeah, so it's there aren't there's no revenue cap is a big one. So there's no inspection of kitchens when you're operating, when you're selling just non-hazardous baked goods, because per the FDA, they've been deemed non-hazardous. So there's no need from a food safety standpoint to have kitchen inspections. So that's a big one. Then if there was, they also have then kind of a second tier that would allow home producers to sell hazardous baked goods or to wholesale their items. And then that would require a commercial, like a kitchen inspection, not a commercial kitchen, but it would require a kitchen inspection and some additional regulations of making sure that things are time temperature safe in that way.
Joby, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for bringing this to light and letting everybody hear kind of where we're coming from.
Joby Marie is board president of the Wisconsin Cottage Food Association, pastry chef, and owner of Joby Bakes in Glendale. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.